Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. Everybody probably knows me as Stars with a Z Cast all over, and I've had that name, since the 90s somewhere when I worked for America Online. Anyways, wait till we have my guest on for today. You are going to love this. You are just going to love it. We've already talked a little bit, and you're going to learn so much. But anyways, let's get into the things that are going on. Okay, first of all, I've sent out my reminders for Mystic Living today. I'll be starting it this week sometime because it's a short month, so all the reminders went out. But that doesn't mean you can't submit to me and get something in the magazine. Send it to stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. It can be anything in good taste, you know. It can be about any kind of walk of life. It can be, you know, not politics. I don't like to get into that, but something of general interest that will be appreciated by the people that read the magazine. So send me your article. It can be an excerpt from a book that you might have. It can be poetry, anything like that, and I need an image with it. Now, be careful with your images. I always say this every week. You cannot take images off of Google because undoubtedly they are owned by someone way in the back somewhere. So you'll say, oh, I can do this. I can take this. No. The best place you can go is to a place that is, there's no copyright, or you can go to depositphotos.com, which is where I get most of my, I get all my stuff from them. I've had a great relationship with them for, I betcha, 10 years. And I'm all about longevity, and we're going to be talking about longevity, and I know my guest is probably smiling. But anyways, I feel that images are really good. People like to read articles, but they also like to see. They also like to look, and then they can relate. So if you have an excerpt from your book, send me your image from your book and any credit lines you want me to include. Also on starswithazpsychics.com, which my lovely friend Kim was just doing the commercial about, well, we have a special going on. I decided to do it the month of February. It's called Sweets for the Sweets, because of Valentine's Day, because of love, and it's a really good price. It's 10 minutes for $10 to everybody. Now, I have members on the site. I have non-members on the site. But this is to anybody. If you have an account, you can log into your account, and there'll be a little button there for you to click, 10 minutes for $10, and you can get that as many times as you wish. The minutes do not expire, but this special will be taken off on the 28th of February. I'm not sure the time, but it'll probably be early afternoon. My webmaster will go, poof, it's gone. Poof, poof. But anyways, I hope people are taking advantage of that. Like I said, I mean, you could – some of my clients, the clients that come to the site, will spend $50 at one time. Well, buy $50 worth. Leave the minutes in your account. Come back on March 1st. You'll still be able to use those minutes. To me, it's a no-brainer, but sometimes people don't think like that. But now they're coming in. You see, people are realizing because I'm sending out reminders, you know, the 28th is near. If I were you and I was going to come to the site, I would take advantage of this great special that Natalie is doing for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. So without further ado, I've already chatted with my guest just a tiny bit, so knowledgeable, and he wanted to be on my show. He wanted to talk to me. So how about that? So I'm going to introduce right now and bring in Dr. Shi. Dr. Shi has written a book, and the name of it is How to Rejuvenate and Live 300 Years and Beyond. Can you believe that? I am so excited. I told him I have 13 questions here for him, maybe 14, because as I'm listening to him, I'll get another question, and I'll ask him that one. But anyways, welcome, Dr. Shi. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, no, we're the ones that are honored to have you. Okay, how did you start thinking about living longer? Was that a family thing? Because you're Japanese, right? Is that what you are?
Actually, my heritage is Chinese.
Oh, Chinese. Pardon me. There is a difference, I know, because I have a Chinese author, poet, that writes for my magazine. Okay, is this something you were thinking about when you were really young? How can we live longer? I mean, how did you get into this world that you're in now? Take us back a little bit and tell us how Dr. Shi got started.
Sure. I mean, I think I, like most other kids, I mean, when I was, like, little or young, I want to live longer, right? But although at that time, I don't know, like, really how long life can be. But when I really, like, you know, like, think seriously or critically about this is during my time in the medical school. So during that time, I was, like, working on my PhD in one of the top medical schools at America. And then I met my, like, working partner, who has developed, like, a novel gene delivery system. So using that, like, you can, like, manipulate the gene information in cells, like, much easier than, like, what we had at that time. So we were thinking that, well, you know, if we have this tool, we should, like, make good use of it, right? So, like, many guys who, like, you know, form biomedical startups from universities were thinking about, you know, like, disease models we want you working on. So we look at different things, like, you know, like, can be treated by gene therapy or, like, diabetes or cancer. And they were thinking about, you know, like, because we want to make it, like, useful for ourselves as well, right? I mean, we're thinking about it, what's the most, like, deadly thing in the world? And we're thinking, well, you know, unfortunately, actually, that's aging, right? Because, like it's inescapable. Like, all the people will die, if not from disease, will die from aging. So that's bringing us of interest. And at that time, I was working on the molecular mechanism of life with some of the world's renowned scientists, like Nobel laureates, and also, like, members of the Academy of Science. So I was like, all those people are working on similar topics. So I have this opportunity to, you know, like, to really see the frontier of science and, like, the concepts of, like, making life longer. And also with this tool that we developed, I was thinking, well, you know, how can we live a longer life? And then based on that, I would start doing my research and talk with others and, you know, like, analyze the literature and also like, our experiment results and others' experiment results. And all together, the goal is to confirm ourselves, right? So, like, that
right.
We also want to live longer to see whether is it possible, right? Based on what the human beings already know or have learned, is it possible that by ourselves, we can live beyond the nature, like, boundary or limit. So, and that's the origination of this book. It's like, I try to persuade myself and also my friend.
Okay, now your family, do they mm-hmm. follow the same beliefs that you do, that we can live longer? And I'm going to ask you how, but do they follow the same beliefs as you?
That's a very interesting question. So actually, like, I would say half and half. So some of my family and also my friends, like, they are also are optimistic and, like, hear what I'm saying and read my book. I want to live a longer life. But however, the other half is like, well, they enjoy their current life. I mean, the good thing is that, like, my family, we have some people who live past 100 years, so they are pretty healthy, and it seems that they are satisfied and with their natural lifespan. However, I mean, like, it really depends, because, like, this book, the book I wrote, like, How to Rejuvenate and Live 300 Years and Beyond, is different from other books talking about longevity. Because, like, on one hand, it's very similar. They have, like, about like, half of the book talking about, like, the different methods and the tasks that need to be done to achieve a longer lifespan. However, the other half of the book is talking about, like, if you have, like, 300 years, what does that mean, right? How do you live that? Because, like, living is not just, like, hey, you can live that long. That's it. You have to be getting there, like, day by day, right? And as beings, we have many things that's not related to our natural life, right? For example, your family and friends, your job, your money in the bank, and the society you are in. Like, all those things can impact, have a huge impact on your life, right?
Oh,
yeah. So, half of the book is talking about that. Because, like, in the first half of the book, I already talked about, like, you know, how to live a longer life. The second part is that, you know, like, if you have that living, well, what should you expect? So, mainly, let's talk about, like, mainly of the topics we just mentioned, like, you know, like, money and other stuff. So some of my friends or family members, they read that part of thinking, well, you know, there are so many things to consider if you want to live that long and have to, like, plan ahead and really be, like, strategic. And they'll say, well, you know, like, they don't want you to bother with it and to see how things go. So it's very interesting. Like, people for the same topic can see that, like, there are people want to live longer. But, and also there are some people who, maybe at the beginning they want to live longer, but they know, like, you know, the new challenges that they may face, and then decide, well, you know, it depends. Let's see. So, you know, it really, it's a mix. It's a mix. It's interesting.
It really, really is. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, my age, would I like to live to be 300 years old and beyond? My biggest concern would be my family. My son, my granddaughter.
Correct.
You know, you think about that because you don't want to, and you know there's this thing about living longer than your children. So I would, that would be a consideration. But tell me something. Is it possible to live 300 years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, personally, I think it's very possible. And that's all, and also the main thing of the book is that, like, why we think it's possible and the things that we can, like, you know, with, like, the modern science and other things we know, how to help us to achieve this goal. Because although we think it's possible, it's still a grand goal, right? It's 300 years. It's super long.
Yeah, super long. But, I mean, people will start thinking, well, what about those around me? I would want them to be with me. You know, you wouldn't want to be alone. And you know what I'm saying? It's a scary thing because, you know, there are challenges that come along. I'm very healthy. I mean, when I was 35, I almost died. But I had two great doctors. I did what I was told. And it had nothing to do with medicines at all. That didn't help me. Nothing could help me. But anyways, sometimes there's something beyond taking medicines and going to a doctor. You have to have a belief system, which I do and you do. I know you do.
Yep.
To know that there is something else. There is something else I can do. And
yep.
I believe. Now, I know the next question is, how do you know humans can live that long? Well, we know. I mean, I've heard of a woman 100 years old, but then she ended getting other things. She got sick. So how do you have to start when you're really young, Dr. Chi, or do you have to, can you start at any time and say, okay, I'm going to take precautions, I'm going to do this, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to stay as healthy as I can and just let the chips fall where they may? What are the chances of them living longer than, say, their relatives? I've already outlived my relatives, by the way, and it's kind of amazing to me because my age group, most of the people have died already. I mean, it's awful to say, and I sometimes, and I know you're going to understand this, I'll think to myself, why am I like I am? Well, I don't know. Was it my lifestyle when I was little? Was it my change in belief system? Not necessarily going to church. It was just believing in the divine, believing that there is something more, that we can do something more. I don't know. I you're probably pretty young, I think. Aren't you young? How old are you? I hate to ask, but how old are you?
Emma, like, approaching my 40s.
Oh, you're a baby. Compared to me. But you see what I'm saying? I mean,
yep.
I had to change my lifestyle when I got really sick. There are things that I'm not really a vegetarian. Well, I like chicken, but I love fish. So I could eliminate any of poultry. I don't even eat meat. I don't do that. I love veggies. I don't eat white rice. Now, I know the Chinese love white rice, but actually white rice is not good for you because it's like paste in your stomach. Have you heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
Now, so does it have to do with diet? What is the plan, say, at any age? Okay, now, listen, Natalie, you need to start doing this. If you want to live longer, barring anything that might happen to you out of the ordinary that we don't know about, this is what you need to do. I mean, is that possible?
That's a very good question. Actually, I mean, I think there's two parts of the question. The first thing is, like, unfortunately, there's no guarantee that, like, if any, like, for any given individual, whether he or she can reach, like, you know, 300 years, old or not. This concept has been talked, like, many times in the book. It's like, you know, it's a game of, like, stochasticity. It's like, everything's random, right? Like you mentioned,
yeah.
There are so many things that we do, and there are so many things that maybe the doctors and also, like, science can help us. However, in the end, you know, like, you may say that it's like in the hand of the divine or handing or some other higher being or just by purely randomness, right? Things can happen or, you know, there are accidents and, you know, it's just like out of our control. So even that we do everything to our best, there's still that, like, possibility that, you know, like we just cannot reach it. But, you know, to be honest, I think probably that's the attitude to life, right? You know, that's how we respect it, right? It's like, it's not like, hey, we are the boss, we just do this, and you guarantee me to leave that alone and happily ever after. No, it's not like that. It's like, you know, it's more like we do our best, and then we hope for the best, right? I think that's at least my attitude about, you know, like how to approaching a longer life. And the second question, to our second question, which is very interesting, that, like, you know, when should you start? Actually, that's a very interesting topic. So, like, in the second part, chapter of the book, which I talk about different aspects of, like, longevity and how to live longer, I did many of, like, research and, like, find data for it. It's about different things. For example, that one thing we mentioned about is, like, telomere maintenance, which is, like, make your cells feel young and live young. So if all your cells live young and healthy, the possibility that, like, your home body live young and healthy is higher, right? So
yeah.
So there's, like, gene therapies and other treatment that I can help doing that. And based on the scientific, like, research, you can do it when you are young or when you are old. However, when comparing the results, they find that, you know, like, if you do it when you are young, the results are better. So it's not like that you cannot. I think that's why that you can still start whenever, any point of your age. But, like, it seems like when you are doing it younger, it's better because, like, your body status is better. You can recover better and
correct.
You respond better. So I think that it really depends. And, like, I also calculated, like, for example, gene therapy to boost a telomeres, which is that to make your cells rejuvenate and unhealthy again. So if you want to, like, using the same therapy, it's all theoretical. So if you want to using the same therapy to reach 300 years lifespan, if you start at your like 30s, you only need like seven to nine therapies, which should like boost your life expectancy to like over 300 years. However, if you start at like say you're 60 or 70, it may require like 14 times of therapy. So it's not something that's not doable, but it's like, you know, it's like when there's more like treatment and it takes longer, there are more like, you know, like there are more possibilities that things go south. So I would say that, like, you know, it's never too late to have a healthy lifestyle, right? It's healthy, but it's good for everybody. But it seems like that, like, all the scientific evidence suggesting that I do it earlier. So why not do it now?
That's true. And I believe it's never too late to start. I'm looking at all the young people. I have a granddaughter who's 18. And pretty much she's, you know, she's going to school. She's in college and art school and all of that, and she's doing really well. And I look at her, and I just think to myself, I hope, and we don't know, you make the right choices along the way. And, you know, I think you have to believe in something more than what's on earth. I think you have to believe, you can call it the divine. I don't know what you call it in Chinese. You can call it God, whatever. You have to believe that there is more, my life is crummy now. And no, that's not how I think of it. Your life is crummy, then change it. You need to change what is harming you. And now, these therapies, what are these therapies? Are you talking about like genetic therapies, or what kind of therapies? When you talk, you'd have to have more therapy to lengthen your life.
Yeah, there are. We discuss many of those therapies in the book, and also like nutritional supplements and other things. For therapy wise, we talk about like, you know, gene therapies, stem cells, and also like therapies to treat, you know, like cancer and other stuff. So,
oh yeah, I wish. Yeah. Do you think, Dr. Shi, that there is a cancer cure on the horizon?
Well, I mean, it depends on which cancer types.
I mean, I knew you were going to say that. Yes. I mean, there's all kinds. I mean, there are all kinds. But my son always says to me, well, just think of all the people. If everybody lives so long, the world would be overpopulated, which is something to think about now, you know. And would there be enough food for everybody? So that's another thing you have to think about. Okay, if we have thousands and thousands and thousands that are living to even 100, but the thing of that is that they won't be reproducing something, another child. They won't be doing that. They'll be just continuing their life and maintaining. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And he looked at me and he said, "Why are you always right?" I said, "It's not that I'm right. I understand, and every life is important. I don't care how old you are, 90, 100, I don't care. How do you know that you don't know, really? How do you, and I'm going to ask anyways, because I just think you're going to give me an answer. How do you know if you're going to live a long life? Is there an indicator in yourself? Is there a sense? Is there something, maybe by just the fact that you are pretty healthy, that means you're going to live longer, unless something is going on that's dormant in your body and you don't know about, which is possible. Anything is possible. What if everybody had this special scan and they would know, okay, Natalie, I see this little area here. We better take care of this right away because 10 years from now, it's going to cause you problems. What if we could do that? Wouldn't that help longevity?
I think we already have some kind of it, right? So there are different like researches about like longevity and with different indicators of life. So for example, like heartbeat, metabolism, and also like one I mentioned as tournament like length, right? So the reason why I bring out like tournament length is like it's an indicator of your cells, right? if your cells are young, the chances that you are young is higher than, like, if all your cells are very old in age, the chances that you are young is, like, it's very slim. It's likely impossible, right? So, and, like, when cells, there are indicators that should tell you that, like, how old the cells are and how long they can live, or they can live, like, healthily without being cancerous.
Right. Right,
so, you know, using those that we can say that, hey, you know, after, actually, there are already, like, companies that are providing such services. It's like, you know, what's your life expectancy based on your cellular life, and how long can your cells live happily, and, you know, like, they will have an estimation about, you know, like, maybe after 10, 20 years, you may face some problems. Because, like, when your cells are old, they have a stress, and once they feel the stress, because they know they probably will die later, they will start, you know, crazy things and become cancer. So that's how, for some of the cancer, how they originated. So if you can, like, you know, keep all your cells young, and you don't have that part of the problem, that actually so a lot of burden. So yeah.
But, so how can you keep your cells young? Is it possible?
It's like human, you know, like overpopulation. Actually, that's a very interesting topic, and it's mentioned in the second part of the book. So on one end, you know, like we human beings are eating up like 1.6 Earth's of resources every year. So it's like based on the current lifestyles of human beings, we need like 1.6 Earth's for us. So if we have, like, everybody lives 300 years old, based on my calculations, like, we need probably 12 Earths or so. So it will be crazy. But on the other hand is, like, you know, in the 60s, there are, like, sociologists who did, like, experiments about this. So they did what, like, they call, like, mouse universe experiment. So they provide, like, they build a, like, huge facility. And with, like, unlimited food and, like, drink and other resources, and they put in, I can't remember the exact number, but probably 10, 20 mice to start with. And they were expect to see that, you know, like, the mouse will overpopulate and see how it's going. But it turns out that, like, the mice population never really reached the capacity of the facility. And they, like, if I recall it correctly, the capacity is like 8,000 mice. But, like, the 20 mice to start, they grow to about, like, 2,000-ish. And then, like, the whole mouse society just falling down. And in the end, like, all of them died out. So, you know, it could be that we will have an overpopulated future, or maybe we will never reach it. And, you know, just like, you know, yourself.
Yeah, but you know, but I think your book is showing people that it is possible. And two, I think now crops are not being treated like they were before. They're finding, you know, so when you eat something, a piece of lettuce, whatever it is, it's going to be treated with not chemicals that are going to be harmful 10 years from now in your body because you ingested it. I think that has a lot to do with it. Don't you agree? What you're consuming. And, of course, you can't be taking all kinds of drugs and smoking and drinking to excess. I mean, I don't. I'll have a little glass of wine and that's it. But I am very fortunate, and I think it's because I got really sick and I had to change my eating habits because everybody says, why do you look so young for your age? Well, I'll tell you, you know, I can tell you what I don't do. And I'm, you know, I know some people say, oh, my God, she can't eat that. No, I don't eat a steak. No, I don't do that. I don't eat ground beef. I eat fish. I love fish. I love grains. I love healthy salads. I love greens. So you're probably smiling and thinking, see what she's doing? But I did this. It was forced on me because I couldn't digest meat. I couldn't digest fat. So in a way, it was my saving grace. I didn't even know it at that time. But, You know, I see people, and you probably see it too, consume things that are just not good for them. But it tastes good.
Yeah.
So they eat it. Like they like a grilled steak. Tell me something. What is your diet like? Meaning, not that you're on a diet, but what food do you normally eat on a regular basis?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, my main base is still like a more like Chinese cuisine. So it's like rice based, but I don't eat that much rice and a lot of grains. So
lot of grain. Yeah, grain, right?
Yeah.
Grain. Okay, yes.
Yeah. Grains and like vegetables. Since like China is like agricultural country. So like traditionally that people eat a lot of like vegetables. Because like, it's hard to afford like beef or cow at that time, so yeah. So like most people eat a lot of vegetables. So I eat a lot of vegetables and also eat like meat for my protein resources. So I think that's very like common according to the you know the nutritional pyramid. So it's nothing special for me.
Yeah, but you eat kind of like you're not really. I mean, you don't consume. I bet you don't consume a lot of meat, do you?
I don't.
And if you do, I'm going to tell you to stop. Listen to me. I'm older than you. I know. No, I'm just because if you think about it, and I'm always telling my son this. I mean, he likes grilled steaks. Don't grill something else. Grill vegetables. They're much healthier for you. But you have, and now I think the world is realizing what the cows have been eating has been wrong. So we're seeing a change, a really good change for people to eat more healthy. You know, I'm an animal activist. I mean, don't even talk to me about killing a cow or anything like that. No. I value life totally. I don't care what it is. I always laugh. I have deer that I feed in my backyard. And they're beautiful. And then I'll get mallards that will come, and they'll bring their little babies, and I feed them too. Okay, so my son always laughs at me, and he said, but Mom, this can be expensive. I said, I'll eat a can of tuna every day so I can feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, or something similar, because it's important to me to keep them alive and safe. A lot of people don't feel that way. There's a lot of people think that I'm nuts. I don't think I'm nuts. I think I value life. That's the whole thing for me. So,
I think it's a very good thing to do. I mean, it's like we're not the only ones on Earth, right? We have to treat our neighbors.
Yes. Everything is life. You know, I mean, granted, you'll say to me, well, Natalie, you like to eat salmon, so they have to kill the salmon. I mean, that. Yeah, I mean, I could just live on lettuce or some kind of special stuff. I could live on veggies where you don't have to kill anything to have veggies grow. I could do that too if I had to. But I'm very careful. And another thing, and I don't know if you do this, I drink a lot of purified water. I never used to. And then, you know, I kept seeing all this stuff. You know, and I'm like I said, I could be your mother easily. But I kept seeing all this stuff, and I kept thinking, you know, why don't you do this? Is it going to hurt you? You don't need to put anything in the water if it's good, pure water. I mean, I must consume 50 ounces a day now, at least, maybe more. And what this does is it flushes, and you know, because you're in the doctor's field, it flushes out your kidneys, it flushes your cells, it flushes your body. It makes anything that's hanging on in your body is going to flush right out. So think of it as a great vacuum because that's what it's doing.
Yep.
So if you have any residual or any excess that you've done, like say you went on a drinking spree or something, I've never been drunk in my life, I don't know, drink a lot of water, and there's some foods that you can take that will help you also. But my thing is the water part. I used to mix water. I used to put a little bit of this stuff called ice. And it was non-sugared. It was just a colored kind of water. It had some vitamins in it. And then I got to thinking to myself, why are you doing that? It's mostly water. How silly. Just eliminate that. So I don't even buy that anymore. I mean, I'm sure they makers of it are probably turning their heads, but I don't. I get the purified water. I make sure that, and I get the little bottles. I don't get the big ones because the little bottles seem to be easier to consume, because if you see this 24-ounce bottle of water and you think, oh, God, I got to drink this today, you're not going to drink it. But if you get these little bottles, you don't even realize how many you're taking. I have water with me right here next to me. So
yeah,
I,
and I think that's a very good thing to do, because, like, and one thing I mentioned is, like, you are drinking, like, purified water. I think that's really important. I know, like, many guys or gals will drink, like, tap water, but actually tap water, it's not that, like, clean. You may say that, like, you know, the water treatment plants, they treat water as well, but the pipes that, like, lead the water to your house maybe are not that good. You know, there are so many things can go wrong. So I would, like, recommend that if you don't know the water
right.
sources from your tap, probably
right.
drinking, like, pure water is a way better, you know, like, choice.
And you don't know what things are in it that could be, not that they're going to harm you in one day, but it's a buildup.
For sure.
You know,
yep.
you know what I'm saying? It's a buildup there that's going to harm you. And then how do you chelate it? How do you eliminate, get rid of it? You go in with this tube and take it all out? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to be realistic. Now, Alan, ask you about your family. Are your parents still with us?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, your mother. I'm going to use her as an example because the mother is always kind of, I don't know what it's like in Chinese family. I've had my name written in Chinese because this poet that writes to me, he always includes the Chinese version. I said, you know, I don't know why you do that. I can't read it. He writes back. He says, oh, you're too funny. I can hear him talking to me, you know. So I said to him one day, I said, write my name in Chinese. Within 5 minutes, I had my name in Chinese. And it's the most beautiful thing to see because, you know, it's like these little sticks. I call them sticks, lines. They're not lines. I call them sticks. Going all the different ways to make the alphabet. I have it.
Yep.
I have saved it, and I think it's beautiful. But getting back to your mother, okay, so what kind of a diet does she stay on? Do you watch what she does?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah, actually, she is, I think, even healthier. She is like you, that eating mainly like vegetables and things like that. She is very like controlled and balanced in her like diet.
Okay, is she living near you, or is she in another country, or where? Where's your family at?
Right now, she is back to China because like she attended like in China they have this like elderly universities. So she's attending like Oli University, and she's learning that how, actually in those universities, they teach like elders how to treat themselves or how to care others. So she's learning, she's now a professional who knows how to, you know, treat elders.
Awesome. Oh, I think that. What about your dad? Does he follow the same kind of diet? You know, does he stick to it as much as your mother, or what's he like?
Yeah. Actually, my mother and my grandparents are, like, my mother's parents are still alive as well. So they are also doing similar things. And, they are, since they, my grandparents, they spend most of their time in China. So they have many of those, like, traditional Chinese methods, like, to, like, they think are health eating, you know, certain food that's, you know, like, organic and greens. So, like, yeah, they treat them very well.
Well, they would have to be, having a grandson and a son like you, you know, to say, okay, what is this you're eating right now? No, not good for you. But I would, because of the way you are and your background, I would think your family has been guiding you all along. Because you're so knowledgeable and you took the time to learn more and to study more, that I would be shocked if they were not similar to you and the same kind of foods and stuff as you. Now, is it more, I'm just asking, is it more difficult in China to get like grains and vegetables and leafy things to eat, like, you know, lettuces and things like that? Is it Do they grow their own? I guess I want to ask you that. Do they grow their own stuff, or do they just go to the market and get it?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, it's in China, vegetables are way much cheaper than in America. So it's very affordable.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very affordable. Yeah, and but in the, like, Chinese system, they don't, like, eat they don't eat that much lettuce, but they eat a lot of, like, bok choy and other, like, you know, more like Eastern food.
Oh, so, but they eat a lot of grains, right? There's all kinds of grains that you can eat that are very healthy for you, right?
Yep.
Okay, so another question here. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Does your lovely wife, is she mm-hmm. like you? Is she Chinese? Does she cook like the traditional Chinese woman, or is she very Americanized? I'm just asking because I think it's important that the people understand that you're not, you know, sometimes when you have a doctor in front of your name, they think that you're sitting on this high throne, but that's not true. You're down to earth. You are so nice. I mean, I'm not having any trouble talking to you. I've never had any trouble talking to anybody really, but you know what I'm saying? Is she traditional?
She's like half and half. So, and she sometimes cook like a Western food as most of, I would say majority of time cook Chinese food. And I cook breakfast and lunch as well.
Oh, what do you have for breakfast? What's it like?
It depends. Like, since I also need to prepare food for my kids, I would say that like probably 60% Chinese food and like 40% American food.
Okay, so you have children. So you see the children are seeing what their parents are doing. And, you know, that's what happens. You are something that they're looking up to. It doesn't matter how old they are. They will start at a very, very young age seeing what you do. You are teaching them all these great things. And isn't it true that the chances, if they follow more like you, the chances of them having a really long life, the percentage will be higher if they stay on the path, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we should strive to do, I'm just trying to see how these people that are going to be listening are going to say, well, how can I live longer? Well, first of all, you can start doing what Natalie does not do. And I mean, you. There's so much that you can have that doesn't involve all the fats. You don't need a lot of fats in your diet. You can get fats from a lot of things that are not going to harm you, right? So mm-hmm. I think the first step is to check what you're consuming. And, of course, also to get your book. And I want to tell everybody the website. It's called 300yearolds.com. And on it, you've got your book cover there. And what does the circle of all those, is that like a genetic kind of thing, that picture that's there, that image? Why did you choose that? I'm really asking questions, aren't I? Why did you choose that book cover? Why?
I mean, yeah, like, the first time when I see the picture, I feel that, you know, to give me the impression of, like, you know, a vision. And also, it's a journey. And also, it have a, like, I don't have all the complexities. Don't have this simplicity about, you know, there is the ultimate goal there. I think that's why I want to express when I think about, like, you know, hyper longevity. It's like, you know, that there are so many things going on, but, like, you know, there is a main goal, and it's a journey, it's a vision, something on the horizon that we want to reach.
Right, and I can, looking at it, I get this feeling, it's almost like a light therapy because there's different shades and it's different. It's like reaching out, and that's good because you didn't even realize that probably. But that's what this is showing me, is that we're reaching out further than in our own little realm. You've got to reach out. You've got to and use your imagination. Okay, how many children do you have? I have to find out how many kids you have. How many?
I only have one.
Okay, one. Well, boy or girl, come on. Come on, Dr. Shi, you could tell me. A boy or a girl?
I need a girl. I need a girl.
A girl. Okay. So
yep.
Right away, she's going to know because she's going to be watching. How old is she?
She's like 5 and a half.
Okay. All right. But she's going to be under the guise of her parents, and she's going to learn at a very young age what will be healthy for even her skin. And see, that's why I love talking to you, because you are telling people about what we can do to have longevity and have a chance to live 300 years, 100 years. 300 years is a long time. I don't know if I would want to really live that long. I mean, gosh, could I walk? Could I talk? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you, like you say, if your cells, you have to have a way to rejuvenate and bring those cells back up to closer to when you were younger. That's why, now as a female, I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff out there cosmetic-wise that they're using stem cell. And, you know, people have to understand, you have to read all about this and realize that not everything will sink into your skin. Not everything is going to, like a peptide, will go in your skin. But a regular, and I'm talking about cosmetics, a moisturizer will not go in your skin. It's only on the surface. What you want is something that will, it'll dissolve, but it'll seep into your skin. That's how you're going to rejuvenate your cells. And the cells, I think, do what, every 28 days? Is that right? You should know your doubt. You should
correct.
Know.
Yep.
Correct. Ah, good.
Yep.
I don't you feel like you're in a classroom right now?
You are the teacher.
Yeah, but you see, that I knew that you should have known this was going to be a different type of a talk. And I listened to some of the other shows you were on, and they were very, they were nice, but they were very stiff and all about on the educational line. See, I like people to realize that you have delved into a field that is going to be very, very important. And I'm sure you're working on a lot of things. So are you still, are you in a classroom situation? What kind of a, are you still doing something with the school? What are you doing? What kind of work are you doing right now? I know you're promoting your book, but besides that, what are you doing?
I'm still in a healthcare, like drug development, like industry. I develop like new drugs and also like, you know, like conducting like studies about longevity.
Okay. So you like that, and you know, it's important and it's very valuable to have somebody with your knowledge to even investigate, you know, even want to go into that. When I was really young, and I don't want to say I missed the boat, but I didn't think I was very intelligent. I mean, I knew I could do things, but I, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have that push from anybody like, oh, you need to go to college. Why don't you look into this? But it didn't happen when I was a real young girl. Just that was the era. That was the time. Now, and I look at my granddaughter, the avenues, the doors that are opening are tremendous. And I always tell her, open the door and peek through and look in, maybe walk in the door. And if you don't like it, you can always turn around and close the door behind you. But always go and seek. Always go and look. See, you've been doing that probably all your life, even as a little boy, because you're, I can tell by talking to you, and you're a lot of fun. You're not all about, you know, I'm going to teach you this, and you're going to do this. You see, you have a very balanced background, and I'm very impressed. I really, really am. I mean, we're laughing. I mean, how many shows you go on that you're going to laugh, like when you talk to Natalie? Everybody wants to talk to Natalie because I like to bring the other side to you, even though, yes, you have a doctorate and all of that kind of stuff in the field that you're in, but you're still a person, and you still have likes and dislikes, and you still know. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. Do you ever take vitamins?
I do.
Okay. Next question. I told you I had a lot of questions. These are not even on my list. What what kind? Do you take a multiple? Tell me a little bit about what you take as far as a vitamin is concerned, or vitamins, or amino acids, or whatever they are. I would like to know what Dr. Shi takes.
Yeah, right now I'm not taking any. Actually, but like previously, when I was like few, my immune system needs some like improvement. I eat multivitamins. So, and also like sometimes when I get cold, I might take some vitamin C. Yeah, it's very simple.
So you don't really take a multiple vitamin every day. You don't take, Bs and B12s and all of that. You don't take those every day.
I think that, I eat a lot. So I think that I have, they have all the nutrition. They're
right. I knew that. If you eat the proper foods, you're going to get everything that you need. And I'm sure that's how you feel. And if you have a weakening, like if you get a cold or something, you can boost it up, because you have to fight off whatever is trying to get a hold of you. When I was really, really sick, and you're going to find this interesting, what they gave me, I had a virus of some kind. I could not even stand, and I wasn't like COVID. It was actually much, much worse because there were only two of us that got it. We don't know where it came from. It wasn't Ebola. It was after Ebola. Okay, so the doctors, both of them decided, we're trying to figure out how we can build up your immune system, because that was their concern, because I was in a state where everything that would hit me, I could probably contract, like pneumonias and anything floating out there, right? I had to stay in the house. They gave me gamma globulin, and they gave me vitamin B12 plus iron. But I had them every single day, injections, every single day. They wanted me to go in the hospital, but I'm not a good patient. And they laughed. They said, we're thinking that's not going to be good. I said, no, okay, well, you have to come into the office every day. And every day I would go in. And the gamma globulin was to build up my immunity so that I wouldn't be attacked by stuff. And that could actually really harm me more than what was going on within my body. That's what they were concerned with right away. And the vitamin B12, of course, was just pumping me full of a lot of vitamins. And when you inject somebody with this, it's a lot quicker than taking and swallowing a pill. I keep arguing with my general practitioner about that. Oh, no, it's immediate. Oh, no, it's not. It's not. And, and he'll look at me and I'll say, I'm going to tell you a story about me. Well, I can't even tell you how many injections I took, lots and lots. And as they could see, well, of course, they were checking my blood all the time, making sure if things were going awry or messing up or something, that they'd have to perk things up a bit. But I was fortunate. I had two doctors, and one of them had a dentist for a brother, and gamma globulin was coming from the dentist because then they were shipping it overseas. It was going for the virus over there, so it was not plentiful for me to get. But they were determined I had that every day, and I did, and it worked. Now, you should find that very interesting. I don't know. There are only two of us that got it, and we think it came from a dirty glass in a restaurant.
Huh.
Because back then, they didn't have these automated dishwasher machines. They were doing them by hand. So the water was not super hot beyond belief, but now it is. Now it kills just everything. But you see, it was probably on a glass. That's what he figured, because he asked me, where did you go? You didn't go overseas. I said, no. Okay, where did you go? You weren't injecting yourself with needles. No. Okay, so we narrowed it down to this one restaurant, and a man had it too, but my numbers were really, and about liver study, my numbers were off the chart, but obviously, because I couldn't even stand. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just laid there I just existed. It wasn't scary, but I was too weak, or I had no desire to do anything anyhow. So that's where we think it came from. So when that happened to me right after that, I never drink out of a glass. I use a straw. I use a straw, and that's something to consider. Now, if it's a wine glass, I really look it over. But I'm thinking nowadays, because of the dishwasher techniques that they have, the dishwashers themselves, the heat is so intense in them that it probably should take care of anything that's floating around on those glasses. But you see, then they didn't do that. It was all by hand. They washed by hand, and obviously somebody didn't do their job. Well, they didn't know. They didn't know. And I was one of the lucky ones, and same with the other guy. He was older than me, but he was just as sick as I was. And but I survived, obviously, and feisty as ever. Yeah, I made it. But you remember that. Remember that story, Dr. Shi, because it's all about, you know, the little tiny, it's my micro. You can't even see it with your eye. They're there.
Yep.
You know, so you have to take precautions. Keep your body in the best shape of all. And I'm just telling them about your book, How to Rejuvenate and Live 300 Years and Beyond, and also to live a healthy life. These are things that you have to do. You can't just throw caution to the wind on everything. So,
for sure,
yes. So now, how long has this book been out? I don't think my gal put it there. When did this book come out for you?
Yep, the book was coming out in like Europe and the UK last year, and it launched in U.S. like January 1st this year.
Okay, so it's still very brand new, of course. And this site is 300-year-old with an S.com. So would you, anything you want to ask of me? I'm always asking all the questions.
Well, I mean,
yes, I'm very healthy.
And like energetic and like, you know, have a good mindset. So what's your, do you have any like word of wisdom about, you know, how do you live so happily and energetic?
Yes, I do. If you see things on my Instagram or wherever you found me before, I'll end things with believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. You see, I believe that's a belief system. I believe that there is help for you. But you have to seek it, but you have to believe first. Because if you don't believe, that's a negative that you're putting out there. Oh, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. No, no. And my energy, I have bad days too. But when I'm going to do a radio show like with you, I was really anxious to talk to you because I just knew it was going to be really good. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've talked with professors and doctorates and PhDs and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't faze me because, you know, I have these questions. Let me see if I missed anything. Let's see here. Well, it's all about living long. Your book, How to Prepare Myself to Live a Longer Life. I'm looking at these other questions that I threw onto this piece of paper. Oh, here. Well, I live for 300 years by reading your book. Now, I mean, that's like a dumb question. That is the dumbest question, Natalie. But I had to do some of this. Some of this I got from the publicist. But of course not. You're not going to live 300 years if you read his book. However, you will have the blueprint of how you can possibly get there. You will have direction. And I don't know if you – I don't have the book, but if you have things in there like, you know, do these things every single day. What is your book like? I mean, I don't – who published this? I got to get this book from them. Who is this? Who did this?
By John Hunt Publishing from UK.
Oh, my buddies. Gavin. That's my buddy. Gavin is my buddy. You know, John Hunt. Used to be just called Hunt Publishing years ago. And I connected with them then. They know me very well. Oh, Natalie, oh, yes, let her have it. Let her have it. Because and that's the truth. I used to just do reviews for books. I had a gal that did reviews. I didn't have a radio show. And then I thought, oh, why don't I start bringing them on a radio show? And, of course, I had some good advice from some people that really loved me, and they thought that my voice would just lift you right out of your seat. And it can. I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm like this all the time. I mean, I have bad days, and you know what it is? It's not really bad days. It's just I overthink. Instead of throwing it to God, like I believe, and say, okay, here it is, it's yours, I'm done. I'm not going to try to solve this, because by doing this, and you know, you add stress to your life. stress is very bad. Stress can do such a number on your body. Oh, I should be on a podium and be talking about this with you, right? Stress can do such a number on your body, you won't even believe it, and you might not even feel its effects until 5 years down the road. So what you have to do is stop with the stress, take some deep breaths, right? Be happy. Be happy. Go outside.
Yep.
That's another thing I do also, Dr. Shi, is I go outside. You know, of course, I feed my deer. But during the day, I go out and I just look to the sky and I see all my big, huge pine trees. I see the water. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it all because it really is a beautiful world. I've never been out of the country.
Oh.
I've never been to another country, although I would love to. But I've never – do you ever get to China? You get there very often?
Not so often since COVID, but previously with Israel.
Now, you want to take your daughter there. Has she been there?
Yeah, she has been there a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you have family there. You have grandparents there, and right? And now, is your wife Chinese?
Yeah, she's Chinese as well.
Okay, so she has family there too. So, oh, what a background. Oh, just tell your little girl, and you will just absorb it all from all the wisdom that's over there. Lots of wisdom in China, lots of wisdom. Old things that they've done for years and years and years. And finally, people are saying, aha, you mean we should have been doing this? Really? You know, I mean, I believe in wise people. There are wise people that just know. They know these things, and you've got to listen. You have been the most wonderful guest I have had in so long, and even though you have your doctorate and all of that, I didn't even graduate from high school, but I can still carry on a conversation with you. Imagine that. I wanted to be a doctor, actually, when I was really young. But you know what? I didn't think I was smart enough. I had a carpal tunnel surgery back in June, and that surgeon said to me, he said, well, what do you do? You know, we were chatting, and I told him, and I said, oh, I really wanted to be a doctor. But he said, why didn't you? I said, well, first of all, nobody encouraged me, and I didn't think I was smart enough. He said, oh, my God, you would have breezed through it. I said, how do you know? He said, I know. I'm sitting here talking to you. I said, maybe I would now, but not then. Then you're growing up, and what you do is you get married and you have kids. That's what you do. Now people have so much more of a chance, and I hope they take the opportunity to advance themselves and know that they can do so much for humanity like you are doing right now. And, he tells me that whenever I go see him. Oh, my God, what a mistake. Why didn't you do it? Well, my cardiologist tells me the same thing. Well, you could still go back to school. I said, oh, yeah, really? No, I don't think so. But you know what? I love what I do. I love to have beautiful people on my show like you. And I guess that's my calling. You know, we all have a calling, right?
Yep.
But I have enjoyed this very, very much. And I hope you have too. And I'm probably going to write you and get something to put in the magazine because I want to include our show. I want people to click on the link and to listen to the show, and they'll know, wow, look what he's doing. And Natalie's just talking away like her usual self. And that's what I do, and that's what I love. And I'm so happy you decided you wanted to be on my show. What a wonderful chance and opportunity I have had with you. So I wish you well. And watch for my email because I expect something from my magazine from you, and I know you'll have it. I know you'll have something for me, right? Say yes. Yes, I will.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. See? Okay, I got it. I got it live now. Okay, he said yes. No, I know you will. I'm not worried about it. I could tell in your emails, short as they were, you said, look forward to it, told me something. It wasn't like this educated man answering me with these words. Of course, nobody, once you get on my show, you and I are no different, really. It doesn't really matter. But I'm so impressed with you. You keep up your good work, And we'll have this promoted. Now this whole audio thing will be promoted. I have my gal run with it, as I call her, to run with it, meaning she'll put it on all my social media, and I have a lot everywhere. And I thank you. Now, let me ask you something else before I let you go. Are you going to be writing another book?
Not recently. I mean, although, like...
Yeah, you don't have it in your plans right now. Okay.
It took a long time to write this book, and I'm still thinking about, like, you know, what else should I, you know, include in a new book. So, not recently.
You will. I just know it. You will. And I will have you back on my show. See, because now
sure.
I have your email address. I don't need Gavin. You know, Gavin will say, oh, you're my star. And I said, Gavin, you say that to everybody. No, I don't. You are my star. That's it. Oh, okay. I'll take it, right? Anyways, thank you again. You have a beautiful day. Stay the way you are. Blessings to you. And everybody, as I always end the show, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And I'm going to play some music here. It's called Free to Love, and I think everybody should be free to love, no matter what they are, who they are. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be free to love. Thank you again, Dr. Shi.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors. So get the chip off your shoulder.
Everybody!
everybody, for listening. I will see you next week with another great guest. And remember, free to love, but also believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.